Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are trying something a little different.
A bit of a business experiment, isn't it?
It is. Usually, we take one company, one trend, and we just drill all the way down. But today, we're playing matchmaker. We're putting on our consulting hats.
I like it. So, who are we matching up?
Okay, so on one side of the table, we've got Ribbon. They're a really cutting-edge AI recruiter platform, raised over $8 million to basically fix hiring.
A noble goal. And on the other side?
On the other side is a tool called Auto Content API. It describes itself as an industrial-grade content engine. Think of it like a notebook LM API alternative, but built specifically for enterprise.
Right. And the mission today isn't just to look at them side by side. It's to see what happens when you combine them.
Exactly.
Because, you know, when you look at the digital economy, we are hitting this very specific wall. I call it content saturation.
Meaning there's just too much stuff out there.
Not exactly. It means the shelf space is infinite. YouTube, Spotify, they'll take everything you can give them. The bottleneck isn't distribution anymore. It's production.
So a company like Ribbon has an amazing product, but just explaining it to the world and doing that at scale.
That's the hard part.
So our mission is to figure out specifically how Auto Content API could hypercharge Ribbon's growth. We're going to build a hypothetical growth engine right here.
Okay, let's do it. So first, who's the client? Who is Ribbon, and what's the problem they're solving that's worth $8 million?
Well, they're going after a problem that I think we can all agree is universal. Hiring is slow.
Oh, it's painful. It's so expensive.
It's the absolute worst. And Ribbon's pitch is it's pretty aggressive. They claim to save recruiters 10 plus hours per week.
10 hours? That's a full day of work.
And speed up time to hire by 60%. And this is really the key thing. Ribbon is not just a chatbot you see on a website. It actually conducts video interviews.
Wait, hold on. Clarify that for me. It speaks and listens.
Yes. It's an AI-powered interviewer. It's not just a form. It can interview people in, what, over 10 languages?
10 languages, yeah. And it scores their answers based on criteria the company sets. And then it plugs right into over 45 different applicant tracking systems.
I saw they've already handled over 1 million interviews.
1 million? That is a wild amount of data. And it has to be robust. I was looking at their feature list. Things like cheat detection, white labeling.
OC2 type I security compliance. That's serious stuff.
It has to be. They're targeting healthcare, retail, warehousing, industries with huge hiring volumes.
Right, where you might get 1,000 applicants for 50 spots.
A human can't screen all of those, but an AI can. And this is the challenge. This is why we're pairing them with Auto Content today. Ribbon is selling this incredibly complex AR product to human recruiters who are, you know, probably a little skeptical.
Right, the whole, is this thing going to make my job harder? Or just, I don't get how this works with my current setup.
Exactly, to win them over, Ribbon has to educate them. They need to explain what async interviews are, what bias reduction means to thousands of people at once. And that creates this massive content gap.
They have the product, but do they have the media engine to explain it?
Which brings us to player number two, Auto Content API.
I love how this tool markets itself. It says, we are an industrial engine.
It's a very specific choice of words. Most AI tools are like, assistance. You log in, you chat, you make one thing. Auto Content wants to be the assembly line. It's API first, designed to just run in the background.
So it decouples the idea from the actual production of the content?
Precisely. The philosophy is that a company like Ribbon already has all the information. It's in their white papers, their help docs, their blog posts. They just don't have the capacity to manually turn all that raw text into video and audio and social posts.
And the capabilities are kind of staggering. It's multimodal. So you can feed it a blog post and it can spit out a podcast.
And an explainer video and a slide deck, all from that one input.
And the cost. This is what makes it a real match. The source material says a manual podcast, like this one, can cost a company anywhere from $150 to $500.
When you factor in time editing all that, yeah.
Auto Content does it for, what was it, 10 cents to 2 euros?
Something in that range. It's a radical difference.
Okay, but that's not just a savings. That's a fundamental change in strategy that lets you do things that were just impossible before.
It completely changes the unit economics of marketing. It moves your content strategy from a scarcity model to an abundance model.
All right, let's get to the fun part. Let's build the strategy. We're on the growth team at Ribbon. Mm-hmm. We have Auto Content API. Move number one. What is it?
I'd start with what I'd call the explainer offensive.
The explainer offensive. I like it. Walk me through it.
Okay, so Ribbon has a very technical product, right? We mentioned those 45 plus integrations with Zoom, Google, Teams, all those different ATS platforms.
Like Workday or Greenhouse.
Exactly. A potential customer needs to know exactly how Ribbon works with their specific tools.
And normally you'd have to hire a studio, film a tutorial for every single one. That's 45 videos.
Which could cost a fortune and take months. With AutoContent's explainer video endpoint, Ribbon could just point the API at its own documentation pages. The API reads the text and generates a unique 60 to 90 second video for every single one of those integrations.
Without filming a single frame.
Not a single frame. It uses stock footage, motion graphics, AI voiceover, and the SEO impact. The search engine optimization is huge.
How cute.
The sources say that just embedding a video on a page makes it 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. Why is it that high?
It's a metric called dwell time. Google tracks how long someone stays on your site. If they click a link, read for 2 seconds, and bounce. Google thinks the page is irrelevant.
But if they stop and watch a 90-second video?
That's a massive signal of high engagement. So suddenly, Ribbon isn't just a website with a bunch of text. It's a video library covering every single technical question a buyer could have.
And it costs them, what, 50 cents per video?
That's leverage. They are flooding the zone with helpful content that answers questions before a salesperson even gets involved.
Okay, so that handles the logical brain of the buyer.
Yeah.
But hiring is emotional too. Ribbon has this wall of love on their site with testimonials.
Right. From people like Elena McGuire at Thrive, Jeff Strickland at Tactable, real users saying it saved them real time.
But right now, they're just static blocks of text, maybe a picture.
Which is fine, but it's passive. We need to make it active. So, strategy number two, social proof at scale. We take those text testimonials and feed them into the video shorts endpoint.
The vertical video format. For TikTok, YouTube Shorts, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Auto content can take a quote, generate a script that's optimized for social media, and then use an AI avatar to present it. And the source docs say you can use custom avatars.
So they don't have to use some generic stock person.
No, they can create their own consistent brand avatar, a friendly digital spokesperson who delivers these success stories every single day.
So instead of one quote on a web page, you're flooding LinkedIn with videos of here's how Elena from Thrive saved 10 hours this week.
And you can do it three, four, five times a day. It's the faceless channel strategy. You don't need someone with a ring light trying to keep up with trends. You just program the API to turn your wins into a constant stream of social proof.
And the cost for that is around 4 euros a video.
Yeah, for something that would normally cost hundreds, if not thousands, to produce. And in today's algorithmic world, volume really is a form of quality. If Ribbon is posting 5 times a day and their competitor posts once a week,
Riven just wins. They're always top of mind.
they win mental availability. It's about dominating the feed.
Okay, let's move on to my favorite format. Audio. We're on a podcast. We know how powerful this is.
We do. And for recruiters, I think it's vital. Think about who they are. They're busy, they're on the phone, they're driving between offices. They don't have time to sit and read a 10-page case study.
But they can listen to it in the car.
Precisely. So AutoContent has a podcast generation feature. Ribbon could take all their existing blog posts about recruitment trends and just turn them into a podcast.
And I saw in the API specs, the cool part is the multi-speaker dynamics. It's not just a robot reading a script.
No, it can simulate a host and an expert, kind of like us having a conversation about the topic.
Which makes it bingeable. It turns dry text into an actual discussion.
But here is where it gets really crazy for a company like Ribbon, voice cloning.
Oh, this feels a little sci-fi.
It's so practical, though. Imagine Ribbon's CEO. They want to be a thought leader in the space,
Dang.
right? But the CEO is busy running an $8 million company.
They can't be in a studio every day.
So they record 1 minute of their voice one time, auto content clones it. Then the marketing team can write a daily script, hear my thoughts on the labor market, and generate the audio in the CEO's actual voice instantly.
That is wild. You could have a daily CEO update podcast without the CEO ever touching a microphone again.
It solves the CEO paradox. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has no time. This decouples their presence from their time.
It makes them omnipresent. Okay, I want to touch on something else. Ribbon interviews candidates in 10 plus languages.
Yeah, global hiring is a huge deal for their customers.
And AutoContent supports over 50 languages.
This is the instant globalization play. Think about it. If Ribbon wants to expand into Germany, normally they'd need a whole local marketing team. They need to translate everything, hire German voice actors.
It's slow and so expensive.
With this, they can just set up a workflow. An English podcast drops, the API automatically transcribes it, translates it, and resynthesizes the audio into German, Spanish, Japanese, whatever they want.
All overnight.
Instantly. It multiplies their total addressable market without hiring a single extra person.
That feels like a cheat code for international growth. But okay, so far we've just talked about repurposing content they already have. What about creating brand new insights?
This brings us to the most sophisticated part of the whole stack, what I call the deep research loop.
This is the feature that uses agents to browse the live web.
Correct. And we need to be clear, this is not the same as just asking ChatGPT a question. A standard LLM might just make things up or use old data. The Deep Research API goes out to trusted sources, the Financial Times, government labor sites, SEC filings.
So it's acting like a real research analyst.
It's gathering structured, cited data. So picture this workflow for Ribbon. They set a recurring trigger. Every Monday, scan the web for new trends in healthcare hiring.
Okay.
The API goes out, reads all the latest reports, and synthesizes them into a briefing. And then it auto-generates a weekly healthcare hiring brief podcast.
So Ribbon stops being just a tool, and they become an intelligence partner. Subscribe to Ribbon for your Monday morning briefing.
Exactly. It solves the thin content problem of programmatic SEO. Instead of garbage landing pages, they can generate unique, valuable researched insights for every single niche they serve.
It's like giving one analyst the output of a whole team.
Or 50 analysts. It's McKinsey-level reporting on a startup budget.
So we've built this massive engine, it sounds, incredibly complex to actually implement. Is this going to take a team of developers?
And that's the beauty of it. Ribbon is already a tech-savvy company, but you don't have to be. Auto Content is designed to work with no-code tools.
They mentioned integrations with Make.com and Zapier.
Right. So a marketer at Ribbon doesn't need to write any code. They can just drag and drop a logic flow.
What does that look like in practice?
It's a simple chain. Trigger, when a new blog post is published on our site. Action, send the text to Auto Content API. Action, convert to a two-person podcast. Action, automatically upload the file to Spotify.
It's just if this, then that.
It turns the entire marketing operation into a piece of software. And when you look at the price.
Yeah, let's talk numbers. Ribbon has $8 million, but that's not infinite. They have to be efficient.
The business plan is listed at about 108 euros a month. For that, you get 10,000 credits.
What does 10,000 credits actually get you?
That's enough for about 1,000 podcast episodes.
1,000 podcasts for 100 euros.
Or 25 high-quality video shorts. Or 100 of those deep research reports. Compare that to the value Ribbon provides. They save recruiters 10-plus hours a week. If this content engine brings in just one new enterprise client.
The whole thing pays for itself thousands of times over. The ROI is instantaneous.
It's not even a rounding error on their budget. It shifts content from being an operating expense to a technology investment that just scales.
So to sum up our little matchmaking experiment here, Ribbon has the product, the AI interviewer. They have the success stories. And Auto Content has the transformation engine to turn those assets into a ubiquitous media presence.
It's a perfect fit. Ribbon needs to educate a huge market and fast to justify that valuation. This allows them to go from publishing manually once a week to publishing automatically, hourly, across every channel imaginable.
The speed of that shift is almost hard to comprehend.
It is. And we're moving toward what some people are calling the agentic web.
The agentic web.
A web that's dominated by autonomous agents. And this raises a pretty provocative final thought to end on.
Let's hear it.
We spent this whole deep dive talking about Ribbon using AI to interview humans.
Right.
And Auto Content using AI to talk to humans, to market to them.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
If Ribbon is successful, their AI recruits the candidates. If Auto Content is successful, its AI recruits the recruiters by generating all the marketing that convinces them to buy the product.
So are we heading to a future where Ribbon's AI finds the talent, Auto Content's AI finds the clients, and the humans are just left to sign the contracts?
I mean, ideally, the humans are freed up to focus on the high-level strategy and the relationships. But the actual heavy lifting, the repetitive work, that's being handed over to the machines on both sides of the hiring equation.
A completely self-recruiting loop. Now that is something to mull over.
Indeed it is.
Thanks for diving deep with us. We'll see you next time.